若你有圣经的话，请你打开约翰福音。
The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 9 through 13, and the sermon title is The True Light Shines.
约翰福音一章九至十三节，题目是真光照耀。
I'll have Spencer to go ahead and read our passage today.
约翰福音一章九至十三节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄作神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿主祝福他的话语宣读和传讲。
Have you ever been fascinated with light?
你有没有试过被光这件事吸引住呢？
When we were young and little, we liked the flashlight and wave it around and to see it bright up.
当我们年幼的时候，我们就用电筒周围照一下。
As we get older, we find that lights are helpful, and especially at night when we have lights in the hallway or lights along the sidewalks that help light in darkness.
我们长大了之后就发觉，如果在家里面有些灯是可以照明，就 是很方便。
We realize the importance of life. It is a necessity.
光是很重要的，是我们日常所需的东西。
When we think about light, we know that light makes things visible. Light illuminates.
当我们想到光的时候，光就让我们看得见东西，光是照亮东西。
When there is light, we see.And when there is no light, we don't see, or maybe it's difficult for us to see.
当有光的时候，我们就看得见；当没光的时候，就很难看见任何东西。
So to borrow an analogy that just as light makes things visible, the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine true life, makes things visible.
就好像一个比喻咁样，光能够让我们看见东西，而耶稣基督这个嘅真光就能够让一啲嘅东西俾我们看到。
When the light of Christ, the spiritual eye hits the spiritual soul, you see the spiritual realm like never before.
当基督的光，属灵的光是照进我们的灵里面的时候，你就会看到前所未有看见的属灵的境界。
And as one receives Christ or believes in Christ, subsequently we will shine His light.
当人接受基督的时候，跟着我们就会发出祂的光。
In this passage, it talks about the light, the true light. It is a descriptive term of Jesus Christ.
在经文那里我们看到光，真光，就是用来形容耶稣基督的。
He is the light because by everything in the spiritual realm is illuminated.
他是光，因为藉着他所有属灵境界的东西都被照亮。
Apart from Christ, there is no understanding. We are all in darkness.
基督以外就没有真正的理解，我们全部都在黑暗里面。
Jesus is the living way of divine power, moving at infinite speed, shining gloriously.
耶稣是活着的属天的大光，是以无限的速度前进，是荣耀地发出光芒。
Jesus is the true light, the light that overpowers darkness.
耶稣就是真光，就是胜过黑暗的。
As we venture in scripture today, specifically in the Gospel of John,Let us remember that the true light shines.
当我们进入经文的时候，尤其在约翰福音的时候，我们要谨记真光照耀。
Today I want to give you four perspectives about the true light that shines.
我们今天看这四方面关于这个真光照耀。
And these perspectives sheds truth on the things that we believe.
这个照出四样的东西，我们是相信的。
So let's take a look at the first point. The first point is the true light shines perspective about Christ.
第一点就是这个真光照耀出关于基督的事情。
Now notice in the passage, in the description of light, it says it is true.
在经文里面提到光的时候，他说他是真光。
Christ is the true light.
基督是真光。
The Greek word for true means genuine or actual undeniable reality.
这个希腊字就讲真，这个字就讲到是真实的、确实的、无可否认的事实。
In the Gospel of John, he uses it 56 times in the entire book.
在约翰福音里面用了这个字56次。
Now, when we think of something that is true, we naturally think of in comparison to something that is false.
当我们想到真的时候，就相对来说就会想到有假的事。
But what John is not saying that Jesus is light is one light among many, but rather Jesus is the defining light.
约翰唔系讲到话耶稣系其中一个光，而系耶稣就系界定光系咩嘅嗰一位。
And by using that descriptive term "true," that is, Jesus is the true life, John is expressing to us that Jesus is the permanent or the preeminent actual light.
用到真呢个形容嘅时候，约翰就系讲紧耶稣就系嗰位显著嘅真实嘅光。
In other words, Jesus is the legitimate light, not the plug-in light, not the battery-operated light, not the solar-powered light, but he is the true light.
换句话讲，耶稣就系嗰个真正嘅光，唔系插住电掣就着嘅光，唔系靠电池发光，亦都唔系太阳能嘅灯，佢系真正嘅光。
And this true life doesn't go off and on. It doesn't even flicker. It is the light of the world.
这个光不会开闪，亦都连闪一下都不会，它是这个世界的光。
Christ is the preeminent and the pre-existence. He is the Lord God.
基督是显著的，在万有以先的，它是耶和华神。
God's glory shines in him.
神的荣耀在它里面照出来。
And so as we think about it, Jesus can't help but shine the light.
换句话讲，耶稣是不会停止发光。
In other words, it's part of his nature to shine the light.
换句话讲，是他发光是他的性情的一部分。
Thinking further, there is no other revelation, no other manifestation that can match the illumination from the true light.
没有其他的启示，没有其他的化身能够比以这个真光所发出来的光芒。
Specifically, Jesus is the perfect expression, the revelation of who the Lord God is.
耶稣是完美地咁样表达咗耶和华神是一位咩嘅神。
There is the incarnate Christ. There is no greater revelation, no greater manifestation, no greater light than Christ Himself.
道成肉身嘅基督系冇更大嘅启示，冇更大嘅化身，冇更大比基督自己冇更大嘅光。
Jesus is the clearest message of God.
耶稣就是神的信息最清晰的。
Nobody does it better. Nobody shines like Jesus. Nobody can match his glorious light.
没人能够做得更好，没人可以好像耶稣这样发光，没人能够比得上他的荣耀的光。
And no one could see the full glory of Christ until he came into the world.
没人能够看见基督完全的荣光，直到他来到世界上。
So notice in our passage it says the true life, which gives light to everyone, has come into the world.
经文讲到，那光是真光，来到世上，照亮每一个人。
Notice the phrase gives light to everyone.
注意到照亮每一个人。
What does this mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
This means that Jesus is the only light, the only sufficient light.
意思是耶稣是唯一的光，是唯一，是满足一切的光。
He is the one true light that could enlighten every man.
他是唯一的光，可以使每一个人觉悟。
Because we are deceived, because we are blind, because we are in darkness, Jesus came into the world to give light, to illuminate, to open up our eyes.
因为我们被欺骗是盲眼的，在黑暗里面是绝望的，耶稣就来到去照亮，去照明，去打开我们的眼睛。
To be clear, Jesus didn't come into the world simply to convey information. No, Jesus came to give light, to open up our eyes to life, particularly eternal life.
要清楚知道，耶稣来到世界上不是只是带一个信息给我们，不是，耶稣 是将光是带给我们，打开我们的眼睛，尤其给我们看到永生。
In John chapter 8 verse 12 it says Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and no man who follows me will ever walk in darkness.
约翰福音8章12节讲到，我是世界的光，跟从我的人必不在黑暗里走。
The bottom line is the light of salvation shines only in Jesus Christ.
重点是救恩的光就是只是在耶稣基督那里发出来。
There is no other light that brightens the world like Jesus Christ.
没有其他的光可以好像基督那样去照亮世界。
There is no other light that illuminates in the soul of men like Christ.
没有其他的光好像基督那样照亮人的灵。
There is no other light in comparison. Jesus is the defining light. He is the only true light.
是没有其他的东西可以跟耶稣的光比拟，他是界定光是什么的那一位，他是唯一的光。
And as we embrace Jesus as the one true life, we experience life, we experience true life, true hope, true meaning and purpose.
当我们拥抱这个光的时候，我们就经历到真正的生命，真正的盼望，真正的意义。
The only light through that which is broken and dark is restored to wholeness and life.
只有通过这个光才能够把破碎和黑暗恢复到完整和生命。
And so if you accept the light, if you accept Christ, you are saved.
若果你接受这个光，若果你接受这个基督，你就是被拯救。
But if you reject the light, you stay in darkness and you are condemned.
若你拒绝这个光，那你就是被审判。
So in the passage it says that he was in the world,And the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
经文讲到他在世界里，世界是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。
So let me draw your attention. He was in the world.
我们注意到他在世界里。
Think about it. He was in the world that he made.
去想一想，他是在这个他所创造的世界里面。
The world was made by him, and yet he lived in the world.
世界是藉着祂而造，祂亦都在这个世界里面。
We know that he was in the world for 33 years.
祂在这个世界里面33年。
He was also present in creation.
世界被创造的时候，祂都在场。
And he began his journey in life for, in the city of 30 years.
祂在拿撒勒城那里有30年。
If you think about it, the city of Nazareth,had him or known about him in the backyard for 3 decades, but they did not acknowledge him. They did not know him as the Savior.
耶稣在拿撒勒城那里是有30年那么久，但是那里的人不认识他，不去认定他。
Our passage says the world did not know him.
经文提到世界却不认识他。
We all remember in the Gospel of Mark where it mentions about Jesus being baptized.It was the voice of God that was heard around the world, or heard around that said, "This is my son, who is my beloved, and I am well pleased."
在福音书入边，我哋睇到当耶稣受浸嘅时候，有神嘅声音系发出，系讲到，这是我的爱子，我喜爱他。
Following the baptism and as well as the temptation, Jesus went out and preached about the kingdom of God.
在耶稣受浸之后，在旷野被受试探之后，他就出去传讲关于神的国。
And we know that people doubted the message.
而那些人就怀疑这个的信息。
The religious leaders eventually conspired against him.
那些宗教领袖就设计谋陷害他。
For 3 years, he traveled about all over Israel. He fed the 5,000. He healed the blind. He banished demons. He calmed the winds and the waves.He met with people. He talked with people. This is God on display, but yet the world did not receive him.
而佢喺呢三年嘅事工入边，佢喺以色列全地行走，喂饱5,000人，治好盲人，赶鬼，平静风浪，与人相遇谈话。呢个系神显明自己，但系嗰啲人就唔认定佢。
God in the flesh, God incarnate, performing miracles, demonstrating power.Giving grace and mercy, forgiving sinners, he put himself on display, daytime, anytime. The true light shined.
神成咗肉身，降生成人，喺呢个世界上面系有好多嘅神迹奇事，去显明自己嘅权能，有恩典，有怜悯，去宽恕罪人。佢系喺呢个日头、夜晚，任何时间都系真光照耀出嚟。
And the greatest manifestation of the true light was the Savior who willingly, knowingly, sacrificially suffered and died on the cross for us.
而这个救主最大的彰显就是他甘心地、有意识地、牺牲地在十架上面受苦和受死。
Yet despite the world that he made and the world that he was in, the people did not receive him.
纵然这个世界是他所创造，他在他自己创造的世界里面，但是那些人不接待他。
The true life shines perspective about Christ, but it also shines perspective about us as sinners.
这个真光照耀关于基督的事情，也都照耀到关于罪人的事情。
The true life shines perspective about sinners. On the back side of verse 10, it says, the world did not know him.
在第十节后半部那里讲到世界却不认识他。
He came into his own, and those who were of his own did not receive him.
他来到属于自己的地方，属于他的人却不领会他。
There are many ways that we understand that all are sinners.
有好多唔同嘅方法，我哋可以明白到众人都犯了罪。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23 it says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
罗马书三章廿七节讲到，因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We understand as we look in the book of Genesis the fall of man.
喺创世记嗰度讲到人嘅堕落。
We also understand in the same book that mankind is cursed.
而同一个书卷，我哋睇到人系被咒诅。
We read about how there was deviant behavior, how there was evil that was so rampant that God had to preserve, God had to spare people.
我哋系睇得到喺嗰本书度睇到有好多嘅罪恶、越轨嘅行为系横行，而神系要保存一啲嘅人。
So the bottom line is that there is trespasses in every tribe, there is rebellion in every race, and there is insubordination in every individual.
重点是我们见到每一个族都有过犯，每一个种族都有悖逆，每一个人都有不服从。
But the statement in verse 11 takes us even understanding even more about our own depravity.
但十一节让我们更加深的明白到我们自己的堕落。
He came into his own, and yet his own did not receive him.
他来到属于自己的地方，属于他的人却不领会他。
Consider this: his own people did not receive him; they rejected Christ.
去细想一下，佢自己嘅人唔接待佢，佢哋拒绝咗基督。
This is not simply stubbornness; they simply did not know. This is wretchedness deep down into the darkness.
不是只是单单因为固执或者是不知情，而是他们深深的陷在黑暗里面。
And this is what happens when someone rejects the true light.
这个就是当人去拒绝这个真光的时候。
Yeah, rejecting the prophets is one thing, rejecting the scrolls is another thing, but to reject God incarnate, that's an indictment.
拒绝先知是一件事，拒绝经卷的记载又是一件事，但是拒绝道成肉身的神，这样是值得被起诉的事。
Jesus was sent from heaven above, the brightest, the most radiant, the most illuminated, the most glorious light, full of grace and truth, the bright morning star, the clearest manifestation, the revelation in the world of sinners, and guess what? Rejection, denial.
耶稣是从天上差派下来最光最耀眼最明亮的光，没有真恩典和真理，是神最光的神星，最清晰的化身启示，但是来到这个罪恶的世界上面是什么事呢？就是拒绝不信。
This is the most dramatic evidence of human depravity.
这个是人堕落的最明显的例子。
It's one thing to reject the prophets who spoke aboutthe Savior, but to reject the only Son.
是去拒绝那些先知讲到那个救主的事是一件事，但是去拒绝他的独生子。
The true light was on display, and as it was on display, on the flip side, the deep depravity of mankind was also on display.
真光是照耀出来，但是反过来讲，人的堕落就是从未如此清晰地被凸显了出来。
In the city of Nazareth, they had him in his backyard, so to speak, and they didn't even notice it was the Savior of the world.
拿撒勒城是有耶稣在他们入面，但是他们竟然注意不到有个救主。
Those of us are familiar with the city of Cana. In the city of Cana, the city, the first miracle there, the wedding, the water and the wine, and the wedding party did not acknowledge Christ.
在加拿入面有这个第一个神迹，是有这个婚宴，有酒有水，但是参加宴会的人没有在意耶稣。
What about the city of Jerusalem, a city that was set apart, a city that was known as the holy city? And when the holy and the anointed one came, they did not acknowledge him. They rejected him.
耶路撒冷城呢，那个分别出来的那个圣城。 当那个圣者来到的时候，受膏者来到的时候，他们竟然去拒绝他。
And so when the true light came into the world, he illuminated the darkness of the human soul.
而当这个真光来到世界的时候，他就照耀出人心里面的黑暗。
So in the presence of the true life, the darkness of people's souls was exposed.
真光照耀出来的时候，人心里面的黑暗就是被揭露出来。
They rejected Jesus Christ.
他们拒绝了耶稣基督。
He was in their midst. He taught in their circles. He performed miracles. Yet people sent him away. People threw rocks, and they left when he says, "Pick up the cross and follow me."
耶稣在他们当中教导，在他们当中行神迹奇事。 但是他叫耶稣离开他们，丢石头给耶稣。亦都耶稣话，当要背起十字架跟从我的时候，那些人就转身离开耶稣。
In this passage in the Gospel of John, it says they did not know him.
在约翰福音的经文那里讲到，那些人不领会他，不接受他。
In the book of Romans, another way they put it, it said they did not honor him.
在罗马书那里记载，他们没有尊敬耶稣。
God gave plenty of evidence, plenty of advance warning before Christ arrived, plenty of testimony in Holy Scripture.
神给了很多的事情，很多预先的警告，去到预表基督的降临。
In John chapter 5, if I had to summarize some of the things that Jesus was conveying to the people, it says, "Can you believe my witness? Can you believe my words? Can you believe my work?"
在约翰福音五章那里，耶稣讲到：你相信我的见证吗？你相信我的说话吗？你相信我的工作吗？
In John chapter 5, verse 24, it says, "Whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life."
而约翰福音第五章就讲到：人听我的话又相信那位差我来的，就有永生，不至于被定罪，而是已经出死入生了。
And so maybe we have to ask our questions. Do we believe in the witness? Do we believe in the living word? Do we believe in the work of Christ?
我们就要问这个问题：我们相信耶稣的见证吗？我们相信这个活着的道吗？我们相信基督的工作吗？
Maybe today will be the day that you believe that Christ is the true life that shines.
可能就是今日，今日就是你要去相信耶稣，就是那个真光照耀。
The passage goes on in verse 11, again it says, "He came into his own, and his own people did not receive him."
经文继续讲到，他来到属于自己的地方，属于他的人却不领会他。
What does this verse entails?
这句意味着什么呢？
This verse means his own nation, his own country, his own people, his own town, they rejected him.
这是讲到他的国家、他的国、他的人民、他的家乡去拒绝他。
Throughout the Old Testament, God referred them to be my people, and those are the ones who claim to believe in the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of the Old Testament.
旧约那里记载到，神是将这班子民称为我的民，亦都是讲到他们是这班人是相信亚伯拉罕的神、雅各的神、旧约的神。
These were the people that made the sacrifices. These were the people that wandered in the wilderness, built the temple. These were the most religious people that you can get.
这一班人就是献祭的，在旷野度漂流的，去建造这个圣殿的人。这班人是最有宗教意识的人。So
let us notice in verse 10 it says the world did not know him, and in verse 11 it says you have the nation of Israel, and they rejected him.
第十节讲到这一班人是神的，属于神自己的，但是第十一节讲到这班以色列民就是拒绝了神。
They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们拒绝了耶稣基督。
The true life shines.
真光照耀。
It shines perspective about Christ. It also shines perspective about us as sinners.
照耀了关于基督的事情，照耀了关于我们作为罪人。
The true life also shines perspectives about believers.
而真光亦都照耀关于信徒。
In verse 12, it says, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
但凡是接受他的，就是相信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，成为神的儿女。
To receive means to believe in him, to embrace Christ, to welcome Christ in our lives.
去接受就是讲到是相信，去拥抱基督，欢迎基督在你的生命里面。
Further down in the Gospel of John, John clarifies this in terms of what is meant by believing in his name. His name refers to all that Jesus is as his person, as the eternal world in the, word in the flesh.
而约翰亦都之后更加去厘清更加究竟是什么是相信他的名呢？他的名就是指到耶稣是他所有的道成肉身，他是永恒的道成肉身的那一位。
It refers to all that Jesus did, more specifically dying on the cross, being the substitute for our sins.
亦都是指到耶稣所作的，尤其是他在十字架上面代赎了我们的罪。
And so what is meant by believing in his name means you stop relying on your own merits or works as the way to approach God. Instead, you turn to Jesus Christ and totally rely on his finished works on the cross.
相信耶稣的名的意思就是停止依赖自己的功德或者功劳去接近神，而是要完完全全去依靠耶稣基督在十架上面所造成的工作。
To put it simply, believing in Christ means trusting in Christ alone.
相信耶稣的名就是意思是要单单依靠基督。
Have you trusted in Christ alone?
你是否单单的依靠基督？
Those that receive Christ, those who have trusted Christ alone, it says in our passage, they become the children of God.
接待基督的，接受耶稣基督的，就是成为了神的儿女。
And notice the shift, they become the children of God.
这个是一个转变，是他们成为了神的儿女。
This is a perspective of those who believe, they become part of the family of God.
这个关于信徒的，是成为了神的家的一部分。
This sheds life in terms of who we are. We're not religious people. We're not moral people. We're not just people who come on Sunday, but according to this passage, we are his children. We are the children of God.
这个 是显明了我们是什么的人。我们不是一班宗教人士、道德人士或者周日的基督徒。我们是属神的儿女。我们是神的儿女。
We call God personally. We call him Abba, Father.
我们称呼神为阿爸父。
And because of Christ's atonement, we speak freely, personally to God, understanding his mercy that is upon us and upon our destiny.
因为基督的代赎，我们能够是自由的，是很个人的，这样跟天上的父去明白他的怜悯是在我们的命运里面。
And so as we believe, we become.
当我们去相信的时候，我们就是成为。
To become speaks of the power and the creativity of God. To become means to be created.
我们成为就是讲述到神的大能、创造之能。
We are already created physically, but when a person believes we become, we have been created as his children.
我们肉身上面是被神创造出来，但当人信耶稣的时候，我们就成为，我们就再被造成为属灵的儿女。
This is being born again. It is the new birth. We are born spiritually.
这个是重生，这个是新生，我们是从圣灵而生。
The one who created us physically is the one who creates us spiritually. Regeneration takes place in this new spiritual birth.
那位肉身上面创造我们那位，就是在属灵上面创造我们那位。重生是发生在这个新的灵性的生。
Our passage gives illumination in terms of this very description, because it says, we who are born, it's not of blood, not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God.
以下的经文指出这一点，他们生下来不是出于血，不是出于肉体的意思，也不是出于人的意思，而是出于神。
So verse 13 describes those in verse 12, those who believe in Jesus become his children.
第十三节就形容到在十二节里面，相信耶稣的就成为了神的儿女。
They were born, it was not of a natural birth, and blood refers to the ancestry.
他们是生下来，不是一个自然的这样的出世，而是关于 是讲到不是关于血统。
The will of the flesh refers to the decisions of the human parents to have the child. The will of man refers to human power, human willpower.
肉体的意思就是讲到作为父母去决定生个小朋友，而人的意志，人的意思就讲到人的意志力。
So when it says the not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, it says no birthright, no ancestries, not even determination or willpower can save us, but only God can save us.
当讲到不是出于血，不是出于肉体的意思，也不是出于人的意思，就是讲到不是与生俱来的，亦都不是血统，亦都不是我们决定或者自己的意志力去拯救自己，而是单单是神。
And we are saved through Jesus Christ. This is the true life that shines.
我们是因着耶稣基督而得救，是那个真光。
The true light shines. It shines perspective about Christ. It shines perspective of us as sinners. It also shines perspective about us as believers. And it also shares perspective about God.
真光是照耀出关于基督自己，关于罪人，亦都关于信徒。真光亦都照耀到关于神自己的事。
God is mighty to save. He is compassionate to save.
神是有大能去拯救，神是有恩慈去拯救。
When he saves us, it's God's regenerating power that transforms us.
当神去拯救的时候，祂重生的大能改变我们。
The birth of a child of God is not a natural birth, it's a supernatural work of God that is regeneration.
一个神的儿女出生的时候，不是一个自然的出世，是神超自然的工作。
A person may welcome Jesus and respond in faith and obedience to him, but prior to that is the incredible work of the Holy Spirit.Which is the cause of the trigger of regeneration.
当人系会去欢迎耶稣，系以信心同埋信服回应耶稣，但系之前系有圣灵嘅奥秘嘅工作去产生呢个重生嘅事。
Just as we have nothing to do with the natural birth or the physical birth, we have nothing to do with our spiritual birth.
正如我哋喺我哋自己肉身出生嘅时候系毫无功劳可言，喺我哋灵性重生嘅时候亦都毫无功劳可言。
The spiritual birth or the salvation, it is the power of God. It is the salvation of God. It is the will of God. It's the glory of God.
这个属灵的重生是神的大能，是神的救恩，是神的旨意，是神的荣耀。
And so when the true life shines in our soul, it sheds perspective of the glory of God.
当真光照耀在我们的灵里面的时候，就照出关于神的荣耀。
As I mentioned earlier in the introduction, you and I may have flashlights, and it shines a little bit in the space in front of us.
开头的时候就提到我们有可能试过用电筒去照我们前面的地方。
Wherever we live, there's usually street lights that shines throughout the neighborhood and shines throughout the city.
我们住的邻舍可能都有些街灯，有些城市的灯光。
But all those lights pale in comparison to the true life that is described here in the gospel.
但呢啲嘅灯喺呢个福音入边所讲到嘅真光面前都显得暗淡。
It is the true life that shines.
呢个真光系照耀。
Jesus shines. He shines brighter than anything or any created thing.
耶稣系照耀。这个光系光过所有任何嘅东西。
His love shines for the world to behold. His truth shines for the people to believe.
他的爱照耀出来给世人看到，他的真理照耀出来给人去相信。
His light shines that all may see the glory of God.
他的光照耀出来让人看见，让人去回应神的荣耀。
The true life which gives light to everyone was coming into this world.
那光是真光，来到世上照亮每一个人。
Let me ask you, have you received the true light?
你接受了这个光没呢？
Have you believed in the true life that is Jesus Himself?
你相信了这个真光就是耶稣基督没呢？
It is this true life that shines within our souls.
是这个真光去照耀到我们灵的深处。
And if you have yet to receive Christ, I challenge you today that you may believe in Christ and receive Him to become the children of God.
若你未接受这个真光，我挑战你去接受耶稣基督是作为这个真光是成为神的儿女。
The true life shines perspective of us as sinners And true life shines perspective of Christ. It shines perspective of us as believers and of God.
真光照耀到关于我们自己作为罪人，照耀到关于信徒，照耀关于基督，也都照耀到关于神自己的事情。
For those of us who have believed, where do we go? What does it mean for us?
对于我们已经接受了耶稣的人，那对我们来讲有什么意义呢？
Because of the true life in Christ, we are His light.
因为真光是照耀我们，我们是也都是那个的光。
We have to remember that the true life overcame the world's darkness and has shined in our souls.
我们要记得这个真光是已经胜过黑暗，而在我们灵里面也都要发光。
So what does that mean for us?
对我们来讲是什么意思呢？
Right now, of course, we face many trials.
现在我们是有很多的试炼。
We face many tribulations, many distressing situations. We are living in a pandemic.
可以是有很多的灾难和痛苦，我们在疫情的里面。
We see and we witness incredible trials like the recent fires or the social unrest that is even happening within our city.
我们见到很多的痛苦的事情，包括有火灾，也都有很多社会的动荡。
We may have our own personal crisis, our own challenges.
我们可能个人也都有自己的危机，有自己的挑战。
And because the true life shines in our life,We can look to God and we can trust Him even when darkness seems it's closing in on us.
但因为真光照耀在我们的灵里面，我们可以仰望神，我们可以信靠这个真光。
Because Jesus is the true light and it shines in our life, we can and we will overcome the darkness.
而耶稣是这个真光，是照耀在我们生命里面，我们是可以，我们是会去胜过这个黑暗。
Scripture says, "In Jesus, life will swallow up death."
系经文讲到喺耶稣里边，生命系能够胜过死亡。
Scripture also indicates that in Him, light will consume darkness.
经文亦都记载喺耶稣基督入边，光会战胜黑暗。
Because Christ is risen, so shall we rise.
因为基督系已经复活，我哋亦都会复活。
And let it be known, on the other side of eternity, we will see the light ever so brightly than before.
我们在永恒的另一边，我们将会看到前所未有的荣光。
Let me close with this quotation from the book of Revelation.
让我以启示录的这段经文去做结束。
In Revelation 21:23, it says this, "The city has no need of a sun or a moon to shine on it. For the glory of God gives light. And in the light in its lamp is the Lamb. And by its life will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring glory into it. And the gates will not be shut by day, for there will be no night there."
启示录二十一章二十三至二十五节，这城不需要太阳或月亮来照射，因为神的荣耀光照它，阳高就是它的灯。列国要藉着这城的光行走，地上的君王要把他们的荣耀带给这城。城门在白天总不关上，因为那里不再有黑夜。
On the other side of eternity, there is no night because the true light shines.
在永恒的另一边，不再有黑夜，因为真光照耀。
And here on earth, even though there is times that there is darkness, let us let the light, the true life, shine in our lives.
在地上虽然纵然有黑暗的时间，但是就让真光在我们生命中照耀出来。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, as we come before you, we thank you, Father, for the true light that is in Christ Jesus.
天父，当我们是在这个地上生活的时候，我们感谢你作为我们生命的真光。
Father, we know that it shines and it shines gloriously.
天父，我们知道这个光是荣耀地这样去发出光芒。
It identifies Christ as the only true light, the only source of salvation.
耶稣基督就是唯一的真光，唯一的救恩。
And we know, Father, we are helpless, that we are in darkness.
我们知道我们在黑暗里面是绝望。
But only when Christ shines in our soul, that Father, that we are regenerated, that we become yours.
但只有当光照在我们灵深处的时候，我们就是重生，我们就在你里面重生。
And Father, as the true light shines in our soul, let us also be a reflection of that true light.
当真光照耀在我们的灵深处的时候，让我们去反复思想真光。
And so that means whatever we say, whatever we do, we pray that the light will shine through us.
无论我们所作所行所祷告的，都让这个真光照耀出来。
That we may give you glory and that we may be a witness to others.
愿我们将荣耀归于你，亦让到我们能够继续作你的见证。
Father, in this world, there is plenty of darkness.
天父，这个世界上面很多的黑暗。
And Father, we know that there are people that need your light.
我们知道有很多的人需要你的光。
And so we pray, Father, for your true light to shine.
因此，我们天父求你让你的真光去照耀。
And we ask for your mercy that it may shine in people's lives.
求你让你的怜悯是照耀在人的生命里面。
And yet we are so thankful that the true light shines in our lives.
我们很感恩这个的真光照耀在我们生命。
Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.